Simon & Schuster Audio presents To Have and Have Not by Ernest Hemingway. Read by Will Patton.
Part 1. Harry Morgan. Spring. Chapter 1. You know how it is there, early in the morning in Havana with the bums still asleep against the walls of the buildings, before even the ice wagons come by with ice for the bars? Well, we came across the square from the dock to the Pearl of San Francisco Cafe to get coffee, and there was only one beggar awake in the square, and he was getting a drink out of the fountain. But when we got inside the cafe and sat down, there were the three of them waiting for us. We sat down, and one of them came over. "Well," he said. "I can't do it," I told him. "I'd like to do it as a favor, but I told you last night I couldn't." "You can name your own price." "It isn't that. I can't do it. That's all." The two others had come over, and they stood there looking sad. They were nice-looking fellows, all right, and I would have liked to have done them the favor. "$1,000 apiece," said the one who spoke good English. "Don't make me feel bad," I told him. "I tell you true, I can't do it. Afterwards, when things are changed, it would mean a good deal to you." "I know it. I'm all for you, but I can't do it." "Why not?" "I make my living with the boat. If I lose her, I lose my living." "With the money, you buy another boat."